Genre: realistic fiction. Realistic fiction deals with characters and events that seem real but are created by the author. As you read, notice how the author makes the characters and events come to life. Question of the week: why is honesty important? Juanito and the Soccer Jersey, Hiding the Truth. Written by Maria Clara de Grief. Illustrated by Elisa Galvan. "I hate school," said Juanito while he kicked a soccer ball outside the classroom where he was supposed to be learning. "I didn't do my homework, and I don't want to go back to class because I'll get told off," he repeated over and over. Juanito and his family live in Veracruz, a commercial seaport located in the heart of the Gulf of Mexico. He and his parents have a little house by the shores of the Yamapa River in the town of Boca del Río, meaning mouth of the river. The Yamapa River flows from the Gulf of Mexico. Their house has three rooms and a backyard with beautiful mango, papaya, and banana trees. There is also a colorful hammock hanging between two palm trees full of sweet and juicy coconuts. After school in the afternoons, Juanito returns and spends time in his backyard by the river. The mighty river is usually agitated and restless, very much like Juanito, always looking for trouble. Juanito spends hours swinging in his hammock, eating mangoes, and sipping coconut water. Juanito's parents, Doña Amparo and Don Luis, are a very loving couple who have been married for 12 years. They are hardworking people. Don Luis is a fisherman, and Doña Amparo is a waitress at the traditional Café La Parraquilla in downtown Veracruz. Juanito is 10 years old and an only child, but he has two pets: Lazaro, a former stray dog that Juanito rescued from the street, and Chela, his cat. Lazaro loves tacos, swimming, and splashing in the Yamapa River. Chela is a fat cat who loves to sleep, which she does most of the time. Chela and Lazaro get along really well. Juanito's room is beautifully decorated with shells, sea glass, and driftwood figures that his dad carves for him. Carving is one of Don Luis's hobbies. He has made magnificent sea urchins, tweezers, starfish, seahorses, and even a little soccer ball, which is Juanito's favorite. Juanito has a good life. He loves playing with his slingshot and tossing rocks into the river. But what he loves the most is playing soccer with his friends, Jose, Pepe, and Ramon, Mon. Juanito and his family are very good friends with Pepe's family. Pepe's dad, Don Jose, is also a fisherman, and his wife, Doña Lupita, works at the bakery, La Conchita, which you can easily identify by the sweet, tempting fragrance that it gives off. Pepe and Juanito are totally different from each other. Juanito is mostly lazy, scruffy, untidy, and disorganized. Pepe is quite the contrary. Not only is he always on time with his homework, but he is tidy and organized to the point of perfection. He has been awarded Student of the Year 3 years running. Doña Amparo has conversations with Juanito every time she receives his report cards. "Juanito, mijo, you have to study to be someone in life. Look at your friend Pepe." "But mamita, I don't like school. I want to be a soccer player," he tells his mother again and again. The one thing that Pepe and Juanito have in common is their passion for soccer. One day, Pepe called Juanito to invite him to celebrate his birthday party in Alvarado. "Hey Juanito, what's up? Do you want to come with me and Mon to Alvarado to play soccer after church this Sunday? We'll eat yummy cake and creamy ice cream." "What's so special about that?" Juanito responded with a lame tone. "We seem to do that every Sunday, even when it's not your birthday." "Well, Juanito, I will be getting a professional soccer ball and a new Tiburones Rojo, Red Sharks, soccer jersey, signed by the team captain," said Pepe, excited. "I can't wait to wear it and kick lots of goals," said Pepe to Juanito. Juanito was speechless when he heard this. He was so envious, as he always wanted a professional ball and a jersey from Veracruz's major league soccer team. But every time he asked for either one, Don Luis would sternly tell him no, disappointed after seeing Juanito's report cards. "No, mijo. You must work hard to deserve what you want. And you only have one responsibility right now, which is to do well at school. You are failing your classes. You have no right to ask for anything from us until you put more effort into improving your grades." Juanito would always say, "But papa, it is not my fault. The teachers don't like me, and I don't like school." Then he would go to his room and slam the door behind him. Every Sunday, like every other family from Boca del Rio, Juanito and his parents would go to church. After church, Juanito's family and Pepe's family would go to Alvarado to catch robalo, snook, a native fish from the region. Alvarado is a picturesque port near Veracruz, unique for its mangroves and its brackish mix of fresh and salt water, caused by the huge Papaloapan River flowing into the ocean. Papaloapan meaning River of the Butterflies in Nahuatl. After catching robalo, both families usually made a bonfire on the beach to cook the delicious fresh fish. It was also a ritual for the kids to dive under the fishing boats to tear away the algae stuck to the hull before the dazzling sunset. The kids loved a good soccer game in the sand, and diving and splashing in those tranquil waters before a delicious dinner of robalo. On Pepe's birthday, Doña Amparo prepared a big thermos of the best café con leche, and Doña Lupita brought the most exquisite chocolate cake from the bakery. They all drove together to Alvarado. When they arrived, the kids started playing soccer, and Juanito could not hide how jealous he was of Pepe, seeing him with his new jersey and his Brazuca professional ball. Juanito told him, "It doesn't fit you well. You look kind of shabby in it." Pepe ignored him. When the weather got too hot, the kids took off their jerseys and continued playing. Pepe left his new jersey by a rock and headed to the bathroom. Juanito suddenly ran off to his dad's boat. "Juanito, what are you doing?" said his dad. "I'm just leaving this jersey that Pepe gave me here inside of your boat. Please take care of it." His father looked at him suspiciously, but agreed to take care of the jersey. Don Jose and Don Luis sailed out in their boats to catch robalo. Not long after setting off, the weather out at sea got nasty. Don Jose headed back to the shore, but Don Luis's boat got caught up in a norte. After the soccer game, Pepe looked for his jersey all over the beach, and he was crying and lamented he could not find it. "Mama, papa, I don't know what happened to my new soccer jersey. I can't find it." They looked all over while they waited for Don Luis to return. When a couple of hours had passed and Don Luis had still not returned, they decided to ask for help from the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard finally found Don Luis's boat capsized and up against the rocks of an island a few miles from shore. He was unconscious, and the soccer jersey was lying next to him. Don Luis was taken to the emergency room at the hospital, and Doña Amparo then realized that Juanito had taken Pepe's jersey and hidden it in his dad's boat. "Juanito, I cannot believe you did this to one of your best friends. What is wrong with you? I did not raise you like this. I am so very disappointed in you." Doña Amparo's voice became a background drone in Juanito's ears. Juanito was very embarrassed, and he said to his mother in tears, "Mamita, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I promise. I'll be good. You'll be proud of me," he said, sobbing. "Please give me another opportunity, mamita linda. Trust me." Doña Amparo was devastated. The doctors in the emergency room were still with Juanito's dad, and it was just her and Juanito waiting. Hours seemed like centuries. "Juanito, I have lost my best friends because of what you did," she said to her son. "Mamita, I will give back Pepe's jersey and I will ask for forgiveness." Night fell. Juanito and his mother fell asleep in the waiting area. Suddenly, Doña Lupita arrived and woke them up with a delicious Mexican breakfast: huevos rancheros, tortillas, frijoles negros, and café con leche. They ate happily. Breakfast was quite a feast. They were starving after a long night of angst. Finally, the doctors came out to the waiting room. Silence filled the room. Both families stared at the doctors. "He is recovering. Don Luis is fine, and he is awake," said one of them. Juanito thought he had concealed his emotions when suddenly he broke into tears and said to Doña Lupita, "I am so sorry. I don't want to lose your friendship. I have always loved Pepe. He is my best friend. I'm sorry that I ruined his birthday. Here is his jersey." "Juanito, it is okay. Friends make mistakes, and we learn from them," Doña Lupita told him. "Pepe is outside in the parking lot with Mon and some other friends, waiting for you to play a soccer match." Before going outside with his friends, Juanito went to his dad's room and embraced him. "Papacito, I am so glad you are okay. I am also very sorry for stealing Pepe's soccer jersey. You must be very disappointed in me. I hope you can forgive me."
"Mijo, what you did is not okay. Honesty is a very important value, my dear Juanito. You need to tell Pepe what you did and apologize to him."
"I will, I promise you," said Juanito. After hugging his dad one last time, Juanito ran out of the hospital to the parking lot. Pepe was outside waiting for him with a Tiburones Rojos jersey. Juanito looked at him in disbelief.
"Pepe, my dear amigo, please forgive me. I've been terrible to you and to our families. I am ashamed of my behavior, but I want to change. Please forgive me. I truly regret my actions," mumbled Juanito.
"Juanito, I have always loved you. I care about our friendship, and everybody deserves a second chance. I forgive you. After all, you are my gran amigo, and we love playing soccer together. But please, do not do it again." Both kids hugged and ran to start another soccer match, wearing the same jersey.